How are you teaching your children at home during lockdown? And how are you training your children? Proverbs 22 and verse 6 says, "Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it." Our children normally go to school Monday to Friday during term time, and so much of their education is taken care of by their teachers. But of course, good parents have always understood that their children's education is primarily their responsibility. And it is great when parents and teachers and schools can work together to start their children off on the way that they should go. But of course, right now, parents are having to care for their children 24/7 during lockdown. I wonder, how do you view this if you are a parent? And how do you like the present arrangements if you are one of the children? Proverbs 22 verse 6 says, "Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it." At what age does a child become an adult? At what age can parents finally say that they have done their job and leave their children to fend for themselves in the big wide world? Luke's gospel tells us that Jesus went to the Passover when he was 12 years old. Was this the first time he went? Well, we don't know for sure, but it may well have represented a milestone in his life. And we know that Jewish families today celebrate bar mitzvah for boys at age 13 and bas mitzvah for girls at the age of 12 or 13. And this is a kind of a coming of age ceremony. But whilst the young person takes on new responsibilities, even so, we know from Luke's gospel that at the age of 12, Jesus went back down to Nazareth with his parents and was obedient to them. So he would have been taking on new roles and responsibilities during his teenage years, but the teaching from Proverbs 22 would still be valid for him. His parents would continue starting him off on the way he should go. They would still be training up the child in the way he should go, in the hope that when he is old, he will not depart from it. And what about our society today? At what age does a child become an adult today? At what age can parents finally say that they have done their job and leave their children to fend for themselves in the big wide world? Traditionally, young people were given a key to the family home on their 21st birthday, with the key often symbolically presented on the 21st birthday cake. But apparently, in 1969, the focus shifted towards the 18th birthday. By 1969, young people could be trusted to come home late 3 years earlier than before. Now, here is an interesting thing. They could be trusted to come home late at the age of 18 from 1969, but could they really be trusted? They were ready for fun, but were they ready for responsibility. Some parents of young children may jokingly say, when they're 18, that'll be it, out the door. But in reality, many parents are still supporting their adult children into their 20s and 30s and even their 40s. And whilst you may still be supporting your adult children, perhaps you should also be training them too. Don't you just love reading accounts from the past? Back in the day when life was so much easier. When all good stories started once upon a time. And when all was said and done, someone lived happily ever after. One of my favourite such stories has to be The Three Little Pigs. Once upon a time, there was a mother pig who had three little pigs. The three little pigs grew so big that their mother said to them, "You are too big to live here any longer. You must go and build houses for yourselves, but take care that the wolf does not catch you." The only danger back then was the big bad wolf. But I have a question. Had the mother really prepared the little pigs for life in the big wide world? And I have another question too. Where was Daddy Pig in all of this? Was he still around? Was he taking his responsibility? Was he training the next generation? There are so many dangers out there, and it's not just the big bad wolf. There are so many traps that young people can fall into, and you know what they are. Drugs, alcohol, relationships, gambling, money, spending, overspending, debt, to name just a few. How many mums today are not training their children in the way they should go? And how many dads are leaving it all to the mums? And getting back to the three little pigs just for a moment, how come the first little pig built a house out of straw? What was he thinking of? A load of lightweight straw arranged to look like a house, but it was not fit for purpose. Why had the daddy pig not spent time with the three little pigs? He should have been teaching them and training them. Why had he not invested in the next generation? Why did he not take his responsibilities seriously? Proverbs 22 verse 6, we keep coming back to it. Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. Gabby and I planted a grapevine about 5 years ago. It has not had the best start in life. It is growing up against the fence, so it has not had a lot of light. But now, at last, after 5 years, it is above the height of the fence. We have nurtured it. We have cared for it. We have watered it. we have protected it, and now at last it has grown to the top of the fence. Time to relax, you may say. We have fulfilled our responsibility, you may assume. Oh no, no, we have only just begun. Now we have to ask ourselves, what do we want our vine to be like in another 5 years' time? And what do we want it to be like in 10 years' time, and 20 years' time, and 30 years' time? At the moment, the vine is doing what it wants to do, growing as it wants to grow. But we need to give it some direction. We have built a wooden support, and we need to train the vine to grow along the support. And if we are going to train the vine, we are going to need to be loving and gentle and caring, but also we are going to need to be quite firm too. Those branches are delicate and fragile, but we need to train them in the right direction. If we are not gentle, we risk breaking them. But if we do nothing at all, we risk them growing wild, growing in the wrong place, growing unhealthily. If we do nothing at all, those branches will never reach their full potential. So, what about us? What about you? What about our children and our grandchildren? It does not really matter how old they are, whether they are at primary school or secondary school, or even in their 20s or 30s or 40s. Proverbs 22 verse 6 says, "Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it." Train the child. Continue training the child. And when things go wrong and they come back to you for a bit of TLC in the midst of an SOS, train them again and again and again. But, and here is the big, big but only teach them what you are learning yourself. They are delicate branches, but we are all delicate branches. Jesus says in John chapter 15, "I am the vine and you are the branches. Now, if you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing." And this is the difference between teaching and training. Teaching can be boring and remote. Teaching can be theory from a book that you do not really understand. But training comes from the heart and flows through the hands. Training is born out of personal experience. Training addresses those real questions: what and why and how and when. Training proves that it works, that it really works in practice. Proverbs 22 verse 6 says, "Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it." And training the next generation has always been a priority for the people of God. When God's people crossed the Jordan to possess the land that God was giving them, the adults were given a mandate to teach their children and to remind their children of the word of the Lord. In Deuteronomy chapter 6, we read, these are the commands, decrees, and laws the Lord your God directed me to teach you to observe in the land you are crossing the Jordan to possess, so that you, your children, and their children after them may fear the Lord your God as long as you live, by keeping all his decrees and commands that I give you, and so that you may enjoy long life. Hear, Israel, and be careful to obey, so that it may go well with you, and that you may increase greatly in a land flowing with milk and honey, just as the Lord, the God of your ancestors, promised you. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength. These commandments that I give you today are to be on your heart. Impress them on your children. Talk about them when you sit at home and when you walk along the road, when you lie down and when you get up. Tie them as symbols on your hands and bind them on your foreheads. Write them on the door frames of your houses and on your gates.